no hago más nada que extrañar tu corazón.
Bueno, gente, 8:15 minutos en la mañana. Atención, todos los amigos que nos sintonizan a esta hora de la mañana. Vamos a hablar de un tema muy importante en la mañana de hoy, y es sobre el tráfico sexual. Estaremos hablando en la mañana de hoy con el director regional de esta organización que se llama SOWIC, una organización a nivel internacional antitráfico humano. Ellos están en 5 continentes: Tailandia, México, Japón, Australia y los Estados Unidos. Aquí en Estados Unidos están en Los Ángeles y en Lancaster. La persona con la que vamos a hablar en la mañana de hoy es el señor Brad Hortensi. Él fue detective en el condado de Lancaster por 20 años antes de él y su esposa mudarse a Tailandia por 5 años y trabajar allá con esta organización internacional SOWIC, ayudando a niños que estaban a punto de ser víctimas de tráfico sexual, algunos de ellos ya siendo utilizados en esta práctica de lo que es el tráfico sexual. Brad, good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm well. Thank you for having me, Hector.
It's my pleasure to have you here this morning. And let's talk about, first of all, SOWIC International.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. So SOWIC International is a nonprofit. We are global. We're in 5 countries, as you mentioned. Mm-hmm. And we exist to find ways to end child trafficking. We are a nonprofit that focuses mostly on children. We'll work on task forces that also combat both children and adults, but for the most part, for the restorative efforts, we concentrate on children.
Okay, esta organización es una organización sin fines de lucro y está a nivel internacional. Ellos, en estos 5 continentes que le mencioné, buscan la forma de detener el tráfico sexual, especialmente en niños, aunque trabajan con personas adultas también en estos lugares que yo mencioné hace un ratito, y es una organización sin fines de lucro. Talk to us a little bit about how these crimes work in these countries, Brad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I mean, it looks many ways. Mm-hmm. There's many people that believe that trafficking really doesn't happen much in the United States. But unfortunately, it does. Most people sometimes think that this type of crime happens in developmental countries, but it's just not true. It happens here as well.
Mm-hmm. Hay muchas formas de tráfico sexual, y nos explica Brad de que quizás muchas personas piensan de que no, esto aquí en este, por ejemplo, en este lugar donde vivimos, en Lancaster, Pennsylvania, o aquí en Estados Unidos, esto no sucede. How common is
the way it happens here in the States looks a little different than the developing nations. There's a lot of gang-related activity incorporated with trafficking. Trafficking occurs with women and boys. Now, specifically what Zoe concentrates on is sex trafficking. There's also labor trafficking, but we focus on sex trafficking. And that comes into play mostly with gangs, mm-hmm. but also it comes into play with luring younger teenage, mostly girls, but boys and girls, getting lured into this by the internet, by websites and such like that.
Okay, bien importante. Esto está sucediendo alrededor del mundo, pero aquí se ve de una forma quizás un poco diferente. Aquí la mayoría de los casos están relacionados a gangas y al tráfico sexual, ambos juntos. Now, esto se ve tanto en hembras como en varones. Y se conoce como tráfico sexual o tráfico de trabajo. O sea, se puede confundir estas, pero no se confunda, ni deje que lo confunda. Sucede mayormente en jóvenes. La forma en la que esto funciona en algunos casos es que estos niños a través del internet comienzan a tener contacto con estas personas que forman parte de estas gangas y de este negocio tan lucrativo y al igual de lucrativo, asqueroso, de tráfico sexual de niños y también de personas mayores. Then internet, how is this happening without, I mean, the authorities, yeah, FBI or the police department notice that this is really happening?
Yeah, well, the grooming and the recruitment that happens on the internet kind of goes in, it plays on the insecurities of the child mostly. Mm-hmm. If the child is not receiving love from parents, not receiving or very insecure, a groomer or a trafficker will lure her by promising her things, by promising buying her gifts, by showing her all kinds of attention, and luring her into a relationship with him. And most times, what we're finding, and a lot of the percentages of how it happens here in the States, is that the boyfriend, he'll pretend to be a boyfriend for a certain amount of time, and normally he's older, and he'll pretend to be the boyfriend, and there'll be a romantic relationship. And then he'll turn it into a way that he can make money and say, and oh, by the way, like, if you love me, you will do this for us. And this is a way we can begin to make money.
Okay. Señoras y señores, esto comienza, y es triste que escuchemos esto, pero esto comienza en un gran porcentaje de los casos en niños que tienen algún grado de inseguridad. Niños que reciben muy poca o ninguna atención por parte de sus padres. Estas personas se comunican con ellos de alguna manera, haciéndose pasar por jóvenes o niños de su misma edad, cuando realmente no lo son. Estos le ofrecen atención que quizás ese niño o niña no tiene en su casa. Le ofrece regalos, luego se brinda o le propone ser novios. Luego de ahí le dice, bueno, si en realidad tú me amas, hagamos esto por nosotros. Y ahí es donde comienza este tráfico sexual. Comienza esta persona, que en muchos casos es una persona mayor, a traficar con este niño o niña. But probably some of our listeners say, well, we probably don't have to worry about that here in Lancaster. How common is this in Lancaster County, Brad?
Well, that's a great question, Hector. And the real authentic answer to that is we don't know just yet. Okay. What Lancaster County is doing now, we're in the process of launching a task force that's going to be up and running in the next couple months. Mm-hmm. And I think after that, we're going to find out how deep the problem is. We do know that Lancaster area, because it's a area filled with tourists, it's a destination spot. So in other words, the arrests that have been made by the police here in Lancaster County have been made that the women were being brought out from the bigger cities, New York and Philadelphia, and brought here to Lancaster County. And the activity was located around the hotels here in Lancaster County, and some of the clients, some of the guys paying for the services, were tourists coming into the area of Lancaster County.
Bien importante, señoras y señores. Le pregunto al señor Brad, que trabaja en la oficina del fiscal de distrito, de que quizás nosotros pensamos y decimos, bueno, no me preocupo por eso porque esto aquí no está sucediendo. La respuesta a mi pregunta sobre cuán común es esto aquí en nuestro condado de Lancaster, nos dice Brad, Héctor, realmente no sabemos, todavía no sabemos. En varios meses se va a estar lanzando una campaña muy grande y ciertas investigaciones que se han hecho, y esto va de alguna manera a dar un poco más de luz. Now, se han hecho arrestos aquí en hoteles en nuestro condado. Han sido arrestadas mujeres, las cuales, porque Lancaster es un destino turístico, muchos de estos traficantes se han dado a la tarea de vender a estas mujeres y se han dado cuenta de que sí está sucediendo aquí en el condado de Lancaster. There's any signs that probably us as a parent can notice in our children that probably can help us to stop this or at least, you know, alert the authorities?
Yeah, so, well, the great question. I think, sorry, I think you broke up a little bit there. But I think the question was, is there any way people as parents can know if there's anything happening with the child? Was that the question?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Yeah, so great question. Yeah, and I think most of it, one of the most important things to grasp on in this is, what is your relationship with your children? Is it a healthy relationship? Is there good communication? Is the communication lines open that he or she can come to the parents if there's anything going on in their life that is unstable? Normally, these children are lacking some type of parental love and care from the family, and that's how they end up in the position in the first place. But one of the indicators, or there's a few indicators, and one of them is that if the child becomes distant and if the child starts having a relationship with someone older with them, or if the child starts having expensive gifts or better clothes than they have before, and there's really no explanation of how they got these gifts and clothes. Those are just a few ways that the parent can just keep on top of that.
Okay, thank you, Brad. Excellent, excellent, excellent. Si, si alguno de nosotros pudiéramos notar alguna señal en algún niño o niña, antes de eso nos dice Brad Hortensi que debemos nosotros mismos analizar, ¿tenemos una relación buena con nuestro hijo o hija? ¿Están esas líneas de comunicación entre mi hijo e hija abiertas, entre los niños y los padres? Son buenas preguntas para hacerse. Nos dice que hay varios indicadores de que pudiese darse el caso de que algún niño o niña esté siendo abusada sexualmente, y estos indicadores pudieran ser un poco de distanciamiento por parte del niño, una relación de su niño o niña con una persona mayor, de la noche a la mañana se está dando cuenta de que su niño o niña está luciendo ropa o calzado que usted no le ha comprado, está llegando a la casa con regalos muy costosos. Esta puede ser algunas señales o indicadores de que su niño o niña es muy posible que esté siendo utilizada o utilizado en este negocio ilegal, dicho sea de paso, del tráfico sexual. Brad, we only have a minute and a half, but I would love to have you back here probably next month, if possible. Can you tell us how we can alert the authorities if we notice that something is not right with my kids or my neighbor kids? What we can do?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Mm-hmm. And I would say, you know, call the authorities. Mm-hmm. And what I mean by the authorities is might not just be only the police, but what are the other authorities that that we can alert? I think as trafficking becomes more, the training for trafficking becomes more prevalent in all areas of our society. So that would be police, but also the medical facilities, the school facilities. Trafficking is becoming more and more on everyone's radar. Mm-hmm. Do kind of your own research. You know, if the child is in school, call the school officials, call the teacher, and ask if they're seeing the same thing. And if there's indicators in areas of the child's life, then call the police and see if they can become involved. The challenge with this is that many, the biggest problem that we at Zoe face when we have a rescued child with us living in one of our restorative homes is that the child is given in the relationship, is given this warped, weird sense of love and relationship, and they don't realize or they don't come to the full understanding that they're a victim. That's the biggest problem. So it's very hard to convince the child that they've been exploited. So it's a really, that's a great question, but it's a really complicated question. I would say, you know, just generally speaking, get involved in a child's life, find out what's going on, and take the normal steps. And if you think there is any type of trafficking, to notify the police.
And this is going to be the last question. How we can help as a community to organizations like Zoe Case here in Lancaster and others?
Great question. Yeah, become involved. You know, there's always volunteer places to volunteer. There's fundraisers going on. Become involved in the fundraisers as well. These are all either government organizations or nonprofits, and funding is always an issue. So we exist on, you know, the fundraisers and awareness projects. I know there's a trafficking awareness project coming on. It's going to be a walk with a walk around Lancaster, and it's going to be a lot of the trafficking nonprofits are going to be there. So just get involved, ask questions. Things like this, what you're doing now, is a great opportunity just to get the information out to people. It's very welcomed and very needed. So good job for you guys to do this.
Thank you, Brad. And we're going to keep in contact with you. So we really want to talk to you again probably next month or in the next few weeks. Thank you so much for being with us this morning here at WCH.
Thank you for having us. I appreciate it. Thank you, Hector.
Thank you. Señoras y señores, algunas de las formas en las cuales nosotros quizás pudiéramos también alertar a las autoridades de cierta manera, obviamente las oficinas locales, departamentos locales de policía, los doctores nos pueden ayudar grandemente en esto, los departamentos escolares o las escuelas de los niños, los maestros, usted está viendo lo mismo que yo estoy viendo en mi niño, o sea, esa comunicación debe estar abierta. ¿Cómo ayudar a estas organizaciones que ayudan a nuestros niños? Puede usted participe en los eventos que llevan a cabo, ofrezca su tiempo de voluntario con ellos, pero sobre todo ayude si es que usted puede de alguna manera.